Did they make that mast for those sail ships out of one tree trunk? Was it one tree trunk? Or do you think they built it to make sure its integrity was more intense?
I've never thought about ships this way.
I spent all last weekend thinking about this and watching documentaries on it.
What do they call what you have?
Alcoholism?
Oh, okay.
I understand it. It's you know, it's like, here's the deal. Are you rolling right now?
Yeah.
Good. Here's the deal is that it's all enjoyable. You know, we live in the part of the internet, especially this show, and I'll say wild stuff. Probably not to you guys, though, because I also did traditional television. But the comedians are more, they don't really care, you know? And it's like, we say, we've been saying fucked up shit for 12 years. So there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube. But a show like yours, even like you get big guests and you're never gonna get Tom Hanks if on Last Meals if he sees you say anything about anything. I mean, you can't even, you can't talk about the vaccine, the Capitol Stormers. You can't talk about like anything.
The issue seems very complicated and I'm looking forward to hearing what both sides have to say. I just thought we could say fuck on this show.
Yeah.
Great, but don't say that.
You can say anything on this show. Okay. We can bleep it out.
Fuck. That felt
you guys
so
can't,
good.
Oh, you can't curse on your show because then you lose funding or something?
We tried to curse, and then a bunch of 10-year-olds wrote comments on, like, our Apple Podcast page saying, you can't do this anymore. I can't listen. My mommy won't let me listen. Please bring back clean content. So
10-year-old Mormons are our key demo.
Yeah.
And so we're really trying to hit that super hard this year.
Let's just let you, if you're a 10-year-old Mormon, you're watching right now, so half of you are going to lose your religion. All right? Right now.
Let's do it.
There's going to be a big bunch of you that start getting tatted up and doing drugs because of the overbearing. The other 50% that stick with the religion will be the most wildest lunatics you ever met. Mormons are fun as fucking shit. That's wish I got a Rumspringa. That's what
I was just about to talk about that.
Wait,
no
you're Jewish and Persian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are pretty loose.
Us? Yeah. No, our community is under like a microscope all the time. We're all so insular and we all know each other's bullshit.
Oh yeah.
So it's very hard to like branch out and live your life without being judged.
Give me a Persian stereotype that I can now have. Like, I'll give you a stereotype. Okay. I love good stereotypes.
Okay.
No, not like racist ones, but like
the fun ones.
Well, like fun ones. I'll give you a fun one. Anytime you meet a Filipino person, they usually have the most American fucking names you'll ever get. I used to do one on stage. I'd be like, what's your Filipino? They always have the most American names, and the guy would be like, Joe. And but that was like a fun one, right? But give me a good Persian stereotype. Like, hang on, are the Kardashians are not Persian?
They're a quarter Armenian, yeah. So Armenians and Persians are like cousins. So we're very similar in that aspect. You want a Persian girl stereotype?
Fuck. Yes.
Okay.
This is gonna backfire when I'm getting my blood drawn by a Persian nurse and I go, so.
Oh my gosh, I got my blood drawn and look at all these bruises. Look at all these bruises
I got. They don't know how to find a vein apparently, holy shit.
That's phlebotomist. Persian girls love to marry rich guys.
I think that's all women.
Oh, really?
Persian girls more.
We really love rich men. Like we always we'll date guys that like the money doesn't matter and stuff. But whenever you get your ring on your finger, like he's gotta be rich.
Just
he's gotta be rich. It's really nice if his mom and dad are rich too, in case he loses his money, so his mom and dad's money comes into play.
I love that. What's your ethnic background?
So I'm like half white trash from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then half South African Jew.
Oh, yeah. When I want to. Josh and Nicole from Mythical Kitchen, thanks so much for coming. Every time I say mythical, my tongue starts doing this for the rest of the day. Mythical. So seriously. So wait, Jew from South Africa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very.
Very.
Mm-hmm. And then like Pennsylvania Dutch. So like kind of like Mennonite cousins, like Lancaster County, but most of my family's in
like Shakers and stuff, like good cabinet maker. Do you guys make a good rocking chair?
Not me particularly.
Those are stereotypes. Dude, they fuck up rocking chairs.
Really?
Mennonites, the Shakers, cabinets.
You're sweating a little.
You guys should know this in a kitchen. Mennonites make the best cabinets in the fucking world.
I believe you.
I don't know if that's actually factual, but
it's kind of like Mormons, though.
Woodworking.
Yeah. That's the thing. They raise barns. They do all that.
They build houses.
And the great pies. But also, there's the split, like in Mormonism, where you have the Mormons that stay there, and then you got the ones that leave. So all of my Mennonite cousins were like the small time crooks. Like, all the fun stories my dad told about his uncles were just like, yeah, they, like, stole a police scanner, and they would, like, wait for crimes, and so then they would go impersonate police and shake people down for bribes and then leave. Isn't that fun? And I'm like, yeah, it kind of is.
Police scanners were so fucking fun when I was in college, because you could eavesdrop on people's, this sounds like a crime. Now that I'm saying it out loud.
You ever tell
stories about your childhood? You're like, maybe we'll share that one. But you could go out, you could listen to, like, get in front of a sorority house and just go, hey, does anyone know Kimberly? You go, I know her. Okay. It was crazy. Anyway, how did you guys meet?
At work.
She slid into my DMs.
Yeah, really? So I was like watching the show because I'm a fan of GMM, and I would watch it every single day. And then I was like, you know what? I can do exactly what this guy does, but probably better.
She did say
So I DM'd him, and then and then you gave me your email, and then I emailed you my resume. Yeah, I forced him to give me a job. And then naturally we became coworkers. So.
The only other person that interviewed for that job inappropriately touched me and made sexual advances during the interview. That is a real thing.
I did not do that.
Get in my DMs. Yeah. I want that job interview where you hit on me.
He was just like, oh my god, those arms.
Oh, it's a
arms.
Dude?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
He was cute though. But no, he was like, oh my god, and those arms. He starts touching me. And I'm like,
oh wait,
what
that's
the
something
fuck
I would do. That's something
on?
I would do.
Fair enough. That's I how you treated me.
I found out the hard way you could sexually harass dudes. I thought it was just a one-way street that you could sexually harass women, sure. So you don't do that. Uh-huh. But then I would jokingly sexually harass dudes, mm-hmm. thinking it was a joke. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, someone's like, I think they think you want to fuck them. And I was like, no, it's a joke. And they're like, yeah, not the way you're saying it. And I was like, uh-oh. So I had to stop.
You are from the old internet. I like it.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was making TV I made TV shows. Like, that's, you guys never got into that. Like, I made TV shows.
Wow.
Like, I had shows where I had to promote, this is insane to say, now, tune in Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. Like,
damn.
No one does that now. No one does that.
Nope. It's the internet. Yeah.
And I don't blame it. I look at what you guys make, and you're a part of a large umbrella. Mm. But, mm-hmm. like, and I get lost, and I just scroll, and I watch all of it. I watch fucking all of it. Last Meals is just such a brilliant.
Dude, hell yeah.
You love, it's a kick-ass show.
You love a good idea. And what I love about you two, and what I think is going to be perfect synergism, mm-hmm. synergy for today.
Emphasis on the jism.
is I don't know what the fuck we're making.
Let's go.
Is it mystery basket time?
So what I have is a ton of ingredients. I have a ton of ingredients, and I would like you guys to pick the meal we cook.
Oh,
with
God.
All the ingredients, with all the ingredients. Okay. I have fucking everything.
Holy
I have
shit.
Veal. I have pork. I have shrimp. I have ground beef.
Oh, my God.
I have steak, which I'm a fucking huge steak fan, but it's up to you. I've got everything we can to make whatever you guys come up with, because this is your specialty, really. You guys know your way around a kitchen, and I don't. So I've got all the peppers, I've got everything. So I thought what I'd do is let you guys take a second, take a look at what we have, okay. Brainstorm together, and then I'll start cooking. You tell me what to cook, I'll cook it.
Nicole, do you want to break out the present?
Yeah, we brought you something special.
Oh, please be Percocet.
Sorry, excuse me, sir. Don't screenshot that. Okay, we brought you a present, okay. And I really want you to incorporate this in our dish.
Okay.
So it's a white Alba truffle imported from Italy?
Yeah, is from the north of Italy.
Okay, this is going to piss me off. They've already made my show so much better.
You're welcome.
Like, you guys came up and stepped my game up, and now people are going to watch my show and go, why would we ever watch Bert's show when they have something?
Give that a good huff, man. Just like the Jenkum of the old days.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah. And then what you can do with the leftover rice is make a truffle-scented risotto.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like.
We could do that right now with the rice.
Oh, yeah.
Should we just do that?
We should just do that.
I mean, I have thoughts about the protein. Seeing as we're in the uncancelable part of the internet.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Veal! Let's go! Tortured baby cow! Come on!
Veal.
I didn't know that's what they were for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's do veal.
Let's do veal.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get rid of all this. I hope.
What is that?
Pork blade chop?
You guys are good. It's from Japan.
Oh, shit. Korobuta?
Korobuta, yeah.
Yeah.
Korobuta is a Japanese term for a Berkshire pig.
God, you guys know your shit. Let me put this. What do they call ground beef?
Wait, man, can I grab a drink from you? That'd be really.
What do you want? Cocktails? Cocktails?
What do you
cocktail
want?
Be great. Yeah,
we can't get canceled. Cocktails?
Cocktail, please.
I'll take a cocktail.
Let's get loaded and say wild shit about Gwyneth Paltrow.
That'd be fantastic. I fucking like
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Do you eat goop? Are you a goop man?
I don't put stones in my pussy. If that's what you're talking about.
Have you tried?
I don't have. I've tried. I would definitely put a stone up my ass. I'm afraid I'd lose it.
That's fair. You gotta attach a string of some gum on it.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, without a base, without a trace.
No, the goop. Her restaurant where she makes these like macrobiotic meals.
No, but I would. I believe her. Okay. Yeah. Like I believe her.
Yeah.
Like I'm a I fell in love with celebrity, I didn't understand celebrity. You know, it's like when we were kids, you got Harrison Ford, you got Mark Hamill, you got all your OG grounded OG celebrities. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks, all of them, those were they were given to you by Hollywood. And then when I moved out to LA, it was the last bastion of gifted celebrities. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Winona Ryder, Johnny Depp, all these guys started popping up really big. And those, I bought into those. That's my team. Those are my heroes a little bit. And Gwyneth Paltrow just has, there's such a, for lack of better words, a down-home sexiness to her. Her, Angie Harmon. There's so many Jennifer Garner. Just really fucking cool. And when she went, I guess off the reservation and decided to start fucking doing all the wild shit.
Yes.
I listened. I listened to all of it. Dude, I brushed myself with one of her fucking brushes in a sauna one time. So okay. I came out red as fuck. It's not a great idea. But I'm a Gwyneth Paltrow fan.
I hear a lot of what you're saying. It was the celery juice cures cancer because of a guy who talks to ghosts. That was a thing that was on Goop.
But is it as crazy as a 7-day water fast or morning sunlight or polar plunges or saunas or all
not
the shit
really.
We're hearing now?
Yes. Not really.
A ghost told a man that celery juice cures cancer? Yes, Bert, that is crazier than a cold plunge.
You have not seen Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. That's how you turn into a good guy. Ghosts do. I believe in ghosts. I believe in fucking ghosts. By the way, I am this close to becoming a Scientologist. Let's not talk.
Somebody save him.
I walked down L. Ron Hubbard Boulevard the other day because it's right by, what's the restaurant that we like? The one?
Saffy's.
It's right by Saffy's. Mm-hmm. I parked there. I deliberately walked slowly down there. Just like bait, I wanted to get approached. I wanted to get lured in there.
Were you wearing a cut-off shirt?
No, I was probably wearing. Yeah. I don't know. I want to believe in something, right? I have nothing.
This is the foundation of my life. I want to believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you? Why doesn't everyone wants to believe in something? For some people, it's fitness. You know, for some people, for some people, it's music. You know, they find their band. Like they tour with the Dead or with Fish or with Goose. They fall in love with the band and that's their thing. It's not crazy to say that you believe in an afterlife and you believe in God. I would love to tether myself. And I got to be honest with you, the Scientology, I actually believe in aliens. So like, they could get me easy.
Sure. Yeah.
And especially if they give me a little fucking VIP treatment. Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, you got a big Instagram following. You don't have to do the other shit that Borgs do. You can just come in straight, monitor a couple things, you know?
Yeah. What's that test called?
An E-meter test. Have you taken one?
No. That's when they get me.
Wait, hold on. This is about to get problematic. No, I took one in college. They were tabling. I went to UCSB. It was the last day of finals. And I took a final a little bit drunk because I was like, I got oceanography in the bag, baby. I've been in the ocean,
drunk?
Nicole. I've been to the fucking ocean. I know it. And so, yeah, I got a D in that, killed it. And then I was skating home and there was a Scientologist like tabling outside. Uh-huh. And he just comes up to me and goes, do you get sad sometimes? And I kind of go, what the fuck? And I look around and I see the book Dianetics and I go, oh,
no.
Yes, I do. And I sat down in his chair and he hooks me up to what looks like a Geiger counter with two relay batons attached to it.
Okay.
And you hold it and he goes, think bad thoughts. And I go, no problem for me. And I do. And
he's like, hold on, what are you thinking about?
Dude, straight up the E-meter just goes bing all the way to the other side. And then I release it and he goes, all right, now think good thoughts. And I close my eyes and he goes, bing, right to the same fucking side. And he goes, wow, man, you really messed up. You should probably take our course.
And then
he gave me a DVD, and that was it. But
fuck,
that was my intro to Scientology.
That's wild.
And then he gets done, and you go, so my bad thought, are you wearing underwear? And the guy's like, whoa. All right, so what are we going to do with these veal chops?
So do you want us to help?
I want you to tell me
everything. Okay, copy.
Should we go look at some
Yeah,
stuff?
Please.
Take a look.
Okay, open my fridge. What kind of drinks do you guys want?
Oh, God, what you got going on?
We have absolutely fucking everything. This show is sponsored by DraftKings. Hey, hoops enthusiasts. It's that time of year. The NBA season is in full swing, from buzzer beaters to jaw-dropping dunks. This season is on fire. I have partnered up with DraftKings to get you right in on the action. Discover the excitement of real-time betting by downloading the DraftKings app now. New customers get a no-sweat bet. Get a bonus bet back up to $1,000 in the amount of your original bet if it doesn't hit. Minimum deposit of $5. Sign up using my promo code BURNING. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. And DraftKings got something for the existing customer as well. All customers get SGP insurance every day. Get a bonus bet back if one leg of your SGP loses. Minimum number of legs required and max bet vary. If sports betting not yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have a shot to win cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use my promo code BURNING and get a no sweat bet. That's my promo code BURNING at DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't miss out on the action this week at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app today. Sign up using dkng.co/burning or through my promo code BURNING.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsibilities. Gaming resources.
All right, so first, a little aperitif, a little caffeine to get it going. I think we're just going to drink Woodford Reserve and Mr. Black equal parts on the rocks.
Should we do, Josh, hear me out. I kind of want to do like a banged out veal.
Yeah, with, leave it on the bone.
Yeah, leave it on the bone, but I also want to do like Thai flavors like basil, mint, lemongrass.
Well, aren't we doing risotto?
We can do, I say we make them, yeah, we are doing risotto, but I kind of want to put some Thai Vietnamese flavors in there.
You got a spoon?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Deconstructed White Russian.
Okay.
Deconstructed White Russian.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, man. This rules.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Delicious.
Come home, baby.
It hits the tongue. It just tastes so good.
The tongue. I get the back of my brain. Because it's going to be okay. Yeah.
Delicious.
It's going to work out.
That thing you said to the cashier 30 minutes ago wasn't fucked up.
All right. So you want to just set me up to succeed? Or
I want to set you up for success here. Yeah. But Josh, how do you feel about my idea? I don't want to just like take over the whole thing.
What, is fucking lemongrass there?
Yeah. It's
there's lemongrass there. We got to use
basil, mint, lemongrass.
They're leading us.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got some fresh limes anywhere?
I'm sure we do. I drink a lot. What are the odds we have limes? That's a tomato.
There's limes in there.
There's limes in there?
Where is
there? But we already have someone at the store, so we can go buy some limes.
Oh, where's the limes at?
No, I said there's no limes.
Oh, there's no limes.
Oh.
Let's see. We have some of these.
Oh, serrano peppers.
I love peppers. Me too. I love spicy stuff.
Are you a spicy guy? Like, do you have a high? I mean, I've seen you on hot ones, obviously, but.
Yeah. I tell you what, I fucked my stomach up. I had the world's hottest pepper.
Oh, man.
And I had it in a field where I couldn't really, like, I just was in a pepper field and I took a bite and...
Oh, that's nuts.
And I had a problem starting that day that's continued. And so what I do is I said it to my wife this morning. I said, why do I do... Like yesterday I was with Maddie Matheson and we were just eating jalapenos.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was like, well, because they're chefs and they cut jalapenos so sexy. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to pop them in my mouth.
Sure.
And then in the middle of the night I woke up just shitting rocket fuel. And I was like, but I love spicy stuff. Mm. I love drinking and it doesn't serve me, but I fucking love it.
Same, man.
I love the things that kill me, I think. Mm. You know, like I love steak. I love all the things. Yeah. I'm a slave to my wants, you know? So what are we doing? Tell me where we need.
Okay, so I think we should pound this out and then marinate it with lime juice, some sugar.
We got a pounder.
Yeah, do we have sugar? Here?
Yeah. Yes.
We have all that stuff.
There's music coming from my headphones that I left over
what
there.
What were you listening to?
The album Mafia by Black Label Society, 2006. Great
oh, my
album.
Favorite.
What kind of chicks do you date?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm engaged to a like a very.
Thank you very much.
This term's messed up, but I feel like we can say Jappy, like Jewish American princessy.
I can say she's right there.
Also Jew, but.
I think she's a princess.
Yeah, no, but she's like a Long Island Jew, like former cheerleader at University of Miami.
University of Miami, so she's smart as fuck.
Yeah, no, she's super smart. Works in entertainment.
Is there any way that we can guide him from over there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. We'll fuck off.
Yes, of course.
Feel free to get up and move around.
Sure.
I
went to school at Florida State. So we weren't Miami fans, but then I went and did a show at University of Miami, and I was so fucking impressed by that school, and I had hated them for so long. Yeah, so we pound this out?
Yeah, just pound it out, man.
Do we need to put something on top of it?
Typically, you'd put either, I like throwing it in like a gallon Ziploc, or you can just like plastic wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. You're right there.
I tied my hair up like I was ready to cook. You see this?
Yeah. You're the ready
man. I just took the Sharpie and I did it.
But no, she's like very like goody two shoes, doesn't listen to heavy music or whatever, so I kind of get that
she's
to myself.
Girl.
I'll go to shows alone, jump in the pit, throw some spinning back fists, you know.
Well, I'm so excited already.
Bird, you got a deft hand with that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Strong but gentle.
I'm you know, I've learned the wrong way how I've pounded too hard at times.
Yeah.
Where you just eviscerate it. Mm-hmm. But you think that's good right there?
Yeah.
Nah, keep going.
Flip it over and do the other side.
There's something about people who drink in the afternoon together where it's probably the most American thing you can do. It's like that's how the Revolutionary War started. Just a bunch of dudes drinking going, this is fucked up that we pay taxes on tea.
I feel like that's how most wars probably started though, you know?
Most what?
Most wars probably started. A bunch of dudes just fucked up drinking and going like, that sucks, man.
Yeah, probably.
I'm certain that's how the Capitol Stormers started.
Yeah, oh my God.
I'm sure the Capitol Storming started with a shot of Fireball at 8 a.m. Uh-huh. And they're like, dude, let's hear what he has to say. He's still our president.
And then they're just huffing computer cleaner at like 2:30 in the afternoon, you know?
Do you think, okay, be real. Mm-hmm. You're at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
You're drinking pretty heavily. And everyone starts going in that direction. Mm. Are you the person who steps back, or are you the person that steps forward? Because that's the thing that I am hung up on, is that like so many people just wanted to get closer to see what was going on,
sure.
But that's technically you're a Capitol Stormer.
Sure.
The question really lies in this, and be real. In history, because my dad was, were you always the right person on the right side of the fence of history? That's the fucked up thing, because I'm a big history buff, and you watch, you know, the people that changed Russia, the people like, you know, that killed Mussolini, like you watch the right side of history at times and the wrong sides, and I'm always fascinated about what would I do in those situations? Am I a good person for real? Am I a good person? Because everyone says they are when they leave comments on the internet, but when push comes to shove, do you join World War II, do you join just like all the other kids that are 18 and go, that does it, we're gonna, they did this Pearl Harbor, we're going after them.
Do you remember where I said my family was from? Not the Pennsylvania one, but the other one?
Yeah.
What country was that?
Oh, South Africa. we'll leave it at that, huh?
Not my fault. Listen, I am not my grandparents' politics. I'd like to think that I'm on the right side, and I'd like to think that I'm not dumb enough to just go looky-loo at shit going down, but also...
I mean, when the crowd moves, if all the cool kids are doing it, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. You guys are like, hey, can you guys edit out the Capitol Storming part?
No, the Capitol Storming stays.
It stays.
All right, so these are pounded pretty good. Correct.
Pretty solid, man.
That's great.
And then what do I want to cover them in?
What do you think?
Do we want to like flour shallow pan fry, or do we just want to like salt, pepper?
You don't want to marinate it. You don't think we should marinate it?
We should fucking marinate it.
Yeah, I think we should marinate it.
Get some sugar in there too.
We're
going to
be here for a little bit.
Yeah.
In a separate bowl, you're going to grab your, you're going to grab some salt, salt, sugar. You're going to cut up your aromatics. You're going to bang up your lemongrass.
Bang up my leg?
Have you ever banged up lemongrass?
No.
You're going to bang it up today.
Oh my God.
Like, just banging out lemongrass, right?
Bang it.
Yeah, just like smack the fuck out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, beautiful. Sir.
That's good.
Oh, wow, I smell it immediately.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Tienes es más fuerte, Bert. Bert es más fuerte.
That's perfect.
Annalise, our producer who grew up very evangelical Christian, was like, for the first year that I knew you and Nicole, I thought you hated each other because you were always fighting. And I was like,
really?
We literally never fight.
No, that's cool.
I've never fought with you once.
And then I actually listened to us talk, and I was like, oh, fuck, it sounds like we're fighting all the time.
No.
Does it really?
To a delicate evangelical ear, of course.
I think we talk like each over
what we,
each other.
What are we
other.
Pouring in here?
What else should we pour? You can pour, we don't have limes, but we could do lemons.
Lemons?
Just cut a lemon and throw it in there.
I don't think we're using, can I just eat those olives?
Please.
That'd be huge for me, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, please.
Lemons, and then take your other aromatics, like your mint and that's your basil well, right? as well.
Oh, should the we mint.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, nosh.
This is fun.
I'm a knife whore.
He told me that. He's
what?
A knife whore.
He's a knife whore? You get paid?
He's a whore for knives.
I don't. Because I love knives, so I just take knife sponsorships. And I shout them out. Yeah, I just love knives.
What country makes your favorite knife?
America.
You like American
my
knives?
My favorite knife is the Spyderco knife. Right now, it's my Spyderco knife. They're made out of Golden, Colorado.
Wow.
And I love their pocket knives. And then I found out they had culinary knives. And I was like, fuck, their edges are so sharp. They last forever. It's my favorite.
And if Spyderco is looking for other people to sponsor,
you know they're gonna go straight to you. Why would they stick around with me?
Because
you guys can really cook.
This guy can't even fucking cook. You see him pound out that veal. This guy's ass. Give him the nuts.
So now do we put sugar, salt, lemon, lemongrass?
You got basil and mint. Throw it in there too.
Basil and mint. Do we chop up the mint?
Just like
I'd say, use this.
Just break it up with your hands.
You want to use just the stems?
We got to express it. You got to take the mint.
I was gonna say that too.
Well, you say it. Actually,
just smack it in your hands for real.
Yeah.
So bartenders do that to get the aromas out. Yeah. Good. Nice. Yeah.
Basil in here. Do we chop the basil?
Express it the same way, but also leave some for garnish, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait, do we leave any mint?
Yeah, we left mint and basil for garnish. By the way, you will hear me cooking like this. Don't come downstairs. Mom and I are cooking. I love that. That might be my new favorite thing. So now we've got.
Okay, nice.
Ooh.
What else should we
ask? This is the best show ever, man.
I know, I'm
love
having
this.
So much fun.
Especially when you walk here. Yeah, you gotta figure out how
you
to
power walk here.
Josh, I'll drive you back.
So now do I put these in?
Yeah, throw them in there.
And give them a little
love.
And
then just give them a little. Exactly.
I'm gonna go on an adventure after this. I'm gonna keep walking north, see where life takes me.
Buddy.
I'm going to Panorama City, baby.
A pub crawl with a little buzz in LA is one of my favorite things in the world.
This show is sponsored by Talkspace. Do you think seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or even afford them? Try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting you the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you. Typically within 48 hours, it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, line up childcare just in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. I'm telling you right now, I was a pain in the ass when it came to going to therapy before doing it online. I would skip it. I would find reasons not to go. I would, if it was during the afternoon, I could already tell you I wasn't going to go because I don't want to spend time in traffic because all of a sudden I'm going into therapy with this heated mentality of being like, yeah, I this is how far I had to drive, 45 minutes. It was down by the Fox Studios and I was in the Valley and I was like, I'm not getting on Pico for 4 o'clock traffic to only drive back in 5 o'clock traffic. As a listener of this podcast, you will get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/burning. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/burning to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/burning.
We let these sit for
let
a second?
Let him hang out for a second,
okay,
yeah.
And now what? Tell me
now,
what.
Now, should he do risotto? What do you want him to do?
I say do risotto, man.
I feel like I am watching a TikTok live stream and telling you what to do.
I love it.
And I feel very powerful.
Wait,
right
can
now.
I
suggest... You'd be shocked where my limits are and where they aren't.
Great, I'm excited.
What are your hard limits?
Like I almost kissed Matty Matheson's yesterday because he was saying that he had kissed a dude and I had. And I know so many dudes who've kissed dudes that I felt like,
have you
how
kissed
have I?
Him?
Yeah, of course I have.
Yeah,
like make out?
Yeah,
for real?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm old school.
Buddy in college. I'm not gonna name him. He's married. He's great. But
no, name him.
It's on Buddy.
No, name him.
It was beautiful.
Right now he's sitting in his office going, "Don't say it. Don't fucking say it. Don't fucking say it." So risotto.
Okay, risotto. So you're gonna. I think you should chop up some shallot and some garlic.
I got shallot. I got shallot and garlic.
Yeah. So just chop that up nice and fine.
These are women's glasses.
They look beautiful.
They look good.
Very good. Very nice. And then also do the same with garlic. I think if you chop up a garlic clove too. Very
you got
good.
The finger tuck though, man. You're working
you're
like a chef.
I have worked with enough chefs that I kind of stolen from them. And you know, I used to be on television when like celebrated chefs were the shit.
This is beautiful. Very nice knife cuts, Chef.
Thank you. So we've got shallots, we've got garlic.
Okay. Let's get you two pans. Let's get a pot and a pan.
A pot?
A pot and a pan, and then a ladle.
They really used to piss in their pots?
Where does that come from?
A pot, like having a pot to piss in?
A pot to piss in?
Oh yeah, chamber pot, surely. Chamber pot is,
Yeah, that makes sense.
My.
Oh, these fucking, no. What is the name of this sponsor? The fucking.
Hexclad?
Hexclad?
Yeah. Everything in here sponsored?
Yeah.
We don't have shit sponsored, man.
Be nice.
We got nuts. We got nuts.com. We love nuts.com.
Nuts.com's fucking legit.
Bro, I love
nuts.com is fucking legit.
We love nuts.com.
They might be sponsoring this podcast.
Dude, I hope they do.
They just reached out. They saw my weight loss and they're like, yo, man, I know you're keto. You've been carnivore. Let's hook you up with some nuts. And I was like, bro,
nice.
Like it's my first night in prison hooking up with those nuts.
No bullshit. Like, best nuts I've ever fucking had. The cashews are like double the size of normal. It's fucking unreal. God.
Yeah. You know, when you do something like that, that's kind of avant-garde, you know, like just deal with nuts. You have an opportunity for a lot of white space to do things right.
That's the opposite of avant-garde, I feel like. It's more like niche.
Niche, that's it, avant-garde. Mm-hmm. I don't use the right word a lot of times.
That's all right.
I was misusing salt of the earth for a very long time.
What did you think it meant?
What is salt of the earth?
I thought it meant poor people.
It's like not far away. Like yeah, salt of the earth, it means, you know, it's like virtuous in the way that a poor person would be, right?
I was like, they got on the subway, and these guys are salt of the earth. And
oh, you meant like bad. Like you were being a piece of shit.
Yeah, and they were like.
Not a compliment.
And I was in their room, and they were like, I don't think you're using that right. And I've always said, intensive purposes.
Yeah,
and that's not right. An
easy one. What is it?
Intense and purposes.
And purposes.
I just learned something new today.
I think a lot of people just did. I could go, can I tell you, this is where I get obsessed. When they were building ships in the 1300s, mm-hmm. okay? And now we gotta remember, all the forests are there. No one has started cutting down trees. No one's mm-hmm. cutting down trees. Did they make that mast for mm-hmm. those sail ships out of one tree trunk? Was it one tree trunk? Or do you think they built it to make sure its integrity was more intense?
I've never thought about ships this way.
I spent all last weekend thinking about this and watching documentaries on it.
What do they call what you have?
Alcoholism?
Oh, fair. Yeah. I've heard of that one.
I have a few of them. I got a few isms.
Wait, the mast. There's no way it was one fucking tree, right? They had to compile
How do you know
multiple.
That? How do you know that?
I don't believe they could sure? find enough trees of that.
It's the 1300s.
All the trees are there.
All the trees. And from when the dinosaurs roamed, those trees are still there. So they have every fucking tree. Let me tell you something to blow your fucking mind. These are ships that are roughly 6 basketball courts big, and they would get one piece of wood to run all the way across down the thing. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. And every now and then they'd have to patch it up, but they would take one piece of wood. Yeah. know something crazier? In World War II, because of the way they were building ships, they made the aircraft carriers, the decks were wooden for a period of time. And then they realized the bombs go right through them, so they had to put steel on them. And then they put steel on them and realized, shit, now these ships are top heavy. We can't retrofit all these ships. We're gonna have to rebuild all our fucking ships. Hmm. This is all because I was curious, did they use one tree trunk? And the answer is yes. It was one fucking tree trunk.
Do you know what the first conflict that used airplanes for combat was?
Give me a second.
Because I think we got the same, whatever's wrong with us, I think we got the same one.
I know this answer.
It's like, it's a little obscure. It's like a little off the beaten
path. I know that World War II, George Bush's dad was an airplane pilot, and that was when the Air Force was created.
Yes.
I know the Air Force was created in World War II.
And that's when, like, most fucking airports around the world were created, because they were like, oh, shit, we need to land planes to transport troops. Mm-hmm. And so that's when all these airports were sort of created, all these airfields. But World War I had planes.
Yeah.
It was before that.
It was, yeah, so I'm trying to think what war is before World War I. You've got,
It gets murky. It couldn't have been the Civil War.
Couldn't have been the Civil War.
It was in the 1900s. So it's like, but that's the point. Like, there were like the Prussians were being belligerent, you know, the Japanese were coming out of like the, what do they call it? The Edo period.
Edo Empire?
Mm-hmm. The Edo period into the, what's the expansion called?
I can't tell you, Josh. I'm sorry. I don't have
Kind of weird injustices. So one of the injustices that I I tethered to. This is not an injustice. It's a horrible thing. But so Japan conquered Korea. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, yo, cool, we'll just take Korea.
Yeah.
And all the white countries were like, no. You're not white. You can't take a country. We'll take Korea. What the fuck are you guys thinking? And then everyone's like, well, hold on. What the fuck? You just give it to the Russians. You know, the Russians were in the Dark Ages up until like the fucking 1900s. Like they didn't the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. Then Tsar Peter. It was like Game of Thrones back then. Like, they didn't have fucking medicine. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. By the way, do not use this as a history podcast.
Wait, no, I feel like they should. Really, I feel like the people it. Need to know.
I'm obsessed with history, and I don't know why. What do I want to do?
Tell him the
war. It was the Italian-Libyan war. It was basically Italy was like, yo, we've been left out of, like, all of the colonization of Africa, all the colonization of Southeast Asia. We got to fucking take something. And so they were like, Libya, you're right there. Fuck you.
You are right there. Libya's right fucking
there.
It's
right fucking there. And they were like, we just figured out how to make our cars go in the air, and we're going to fucking throw bombs at your ass out of them. So that was the first. The airplane was invented like a year before. They were just like,
that's incredible.
You know, the Libyans had to be like, what the fuck did we do? And they're like, no, all the white people are taking shit. We're taking you.
Straight up, yeah.
Dude, you want to know something crazy? I learned this today. So the British Empire starts getting fucking smoked by the Germans in the beginning of World War II. Mm. And their fucking king's like, hold on. We have millions of soldiers in India, in all our places. Send them over. So the Indians come over without shoes.
Dude, it's really fun.
They showed up without shoes, and they're like, oh, you're not fucking ready to fight with us.
Dude, I saw
the video. The Indian army literally was in shorts and a t-shirt with a helmet on.
It's so fucked.
It is the best thing on the internet right now. Is on Netflix, World War II in color. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it. And if I get high watching it, I'll cry.
Oh, wow.
You're watching dudes. You're watching ships sink. You're watching dudes jump into the water. You're realizing this is real. So the first war that was really televised was the Iraq conflict in 87, when we invaded Iraq, Desert Storm. So that was the first one that was ever televised. No one had ever seen war. You'd get like clips
from Vietnam, but
you didn't watch it live.
Coverage, yeah.
The way you're watching it on Netflix, we're watching World War II fucking live.
Yeah.
Like it really puts the atrocities into war. What do I need to do?
Nicole, tell Monica.
Sorry. So you're gonna turn on both of your pans?
Yes.
Do you have chicken stock or water?
I have beef broth and chicken broth.
How about we do chicken? Let's do half chicken.
Are you making more drinks?
Excuse me. Yeah, well, I was gonna make a Negroni.
Do you guys
want
half chicken? Yes.
So Nicole, I'll make you a Negroni.
Pour it up to like there.
Up to there. Yeah,
and get it nice and hot. Okay. That's great.
Is that my front or back?
I think it's your front. Yeah. Okay. And then you can do the same with your beef. And then you're going to get your other pan. You're going to put some fat in there. You can choose butter, olive oil, whatever you're kind of in the mood
butter.
For. Me too. Throw the butter in there.
I'm such a fucking butter fan.
Me too. I love butter. Josh, can we put some of that in the risotto to deglaze? Or is that crazy?
It's not crazy to me. I don't even know what it means.
It's crazy. I'm just
put some of the
work,
Rosso
man.
In there to deglaze.
Well, I feel like, wait, hold on. Have you ever like lit this place on fire? You ever done like a little flambé?
I had a dream I lit it on fire last night. I swear to God, I actually had a dream I lit it on fire.
Well, I mean, like, we can teach them how to do it safely. Have you ever just like fucking chuck some liquor in there and
no,
let the fire
okay, how about we do that?
In. Do we all feel safe with doing that?
I love that. I feel safe with you guys. Okay, You'd be shocked if you get me to do sexually.
You don't want to do whatever mojito, do you, Josh?
You've never even kissed a guy, you fucking rube. What a square. Can you pass me the bourbon?
The bourbon, sure. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's also get you a spatula. Let's get you a spatula or a wooden spoon.
I got a spatula and a wooden spoon.
Okay, let's do a wooden spoon.
I'll give you all my wood.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, pause.
Okay, then add all of your garlic and shallots in there. Very good. Are you just getting drunk?
What?
Are you just getting drunk?
I'm not just getting drunk. I'm getting drunk and I'm doing an incredible show with my new best friend, Bert Kreischer, and he's going to take your fucking spot in the podcast.
Oh.
If you don't start playing ball, Nicole.
You'd be shocked how quick I throw around the word best friend.
What do Lance Armstrong, myself, and Elon Musk have in common? The answer is deep, restful sleep thanks to 8 Sleep Pod Cover. I use the 8 Sleep Pod Cover, and it has changed my life. It's time to bring high tech into the bedroom by going to 8sleep.com/burning for $200 off their pod, plus free shipping. That's 8sleep.com/burning for $200 off the pod, plus free shipping. I'm telling you right now, Leanne is a hot sleeper. It's because she grew up in a cabin and she was freezing her entire life. She had a snake in her bathroom. She is a redneck, okay? I am a cold sleeper because I grew up using cutlery and wearing shoes to school. I like air conditioning, okay? They have a dual side heating and cooling, perfect for couples. Autopilot features the adjustment temperature to help you stay asleep longer. They have tracking technology that reports your heart rate and other sleep functions. And the pod, it fits over your mattress that you already have. We have a California King, and I was nervous when it came. Fits perfectly. Reclaim your sleep by going to 8sleep.com/burning for $200 off the pod plus free shipping.
Okay.
I should probably put a top on that, right?
No, you're fine. Okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, now you're going to add your rice and toast up your rice in that gorgeous buttery garlicky fat. Nice. Fantastic.
It's starting to smell real nice in here.
God, it smells fucking good.
Okay.
It's crazy that, like, garlic cooking smells great, mm-hmm. but when you smell it in your wife's underpit, you're like, that's odd. Like, truffles is great, but if you went down and the chicken smelled truffles, yeah. you wouldn't appreciate it.
Josh, should we deglaze with the rosso?
I feel like we flambé this. Or do we flambé the meat?
We can't be married.
Oh, can I have you guys come over to my house as a pretend married couple?
That'd be huge.
Because you guys, watching you guys cook is sexy.
Oh, really?
It's fucking hot.
I'm very married to my very cute husband.
You're married?
He is adorable.
I got married in 2021.
Was he rich?
He himself. He's growing, he's like an entrepreneur.
I was just wondering.
He just started law school 4 months ago.
Is he Jewish? Yes. Is he Persian?
We're both Persian Jews from Beverly Hills.
That's important.
Bubala's a Jewish, he raps to fill in.
Yeah.
He's a rapper too?
Yeah. He raps
to fill in. Got the one laugh from the Jew in the room.
Yeah. Thank you. Toda. So just add the rosso. Add like a glug of rosso.
That's this?
Yeah.
Pour it in here?
Yeah. Add a glug, a healthy glug. Nice. And then move fast.
Andale, mama, E-I-E-I, uh-oh, is a culinary term.
Mix it up a little bit. Uh-huh, very nice. So you're just gonna mix it up nice and beautiful, and while you see the liquid evaporating, you're gonna add more of that warm liquid to cook the rice.
Bert, I made you a Boulevardier. So this is a 111 cocktail. It's like a Negroni, except you sub bourbon for the gin. Kind of gives it a little bit more depth, a little bit more wintry, mm-hmm. A little
These
sort of body to it.
Money.
Keep going. Is that a shallot peel?
What?
Bert.
What?
Is that a fucking shallot peel in my
Come
risotto?
Come on, you fucking wanker.
Get out of there now!
You donut!
What the fuck, man? All right.
Oh, you did it, Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, keep going.
He cooks eggs hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, she cooked this motherfucker eggs 2 days ago.
I made him his scrambled eggs, and I was so nervous. He really liked it, actually.
Remember, that's not shallot peel. That's shallot peel.
Is that shallot? Get the fuck out of here. Okay, good job. Keep mixing.
It's gotta be tough being Gordon Ramsay, because you gotta always be Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like being Simon Cowell. You can't just fucking geek out and be like, this is really fun.
I don't know, man. I get the sense from Gordon that, like, that is who he is 24/7, man. He's running from something in a big way. Not in a bad way, right? And what a productive way.
You know, it's just find the shit you love and just do that shit. Mm-hmm. If I could say anything to my daughters, it's, hey, drop out of school if you want to, but find that shit you love and just fucking, God, yeah. You and my wife. My wife's like, it needs pepper. And I never understand pepper. Like, I'm a salt guy, hot sauce guy.
Yeah, I love salt.
Oh, yeah.
A little fresh lemon twist
on
there.
So you guys ever have, like, those viral ideas that you want to do but you can't because of constrictions? Meaning, one of the things I've wanted to do is I wanted to cook with marijuana. And you can't do that. The internet won't let you do it.
Yeah. Well, I had this whole idea for, like, cough syrup-based cocktails.
What cough syrup are we using?
Listen, man. I mean, I'm thinking just straight of NyQuil. Like, I'm not a heavy guy. I don't.
Wait, can you put NyQuil in a cocktail and it works?
I mean, that's something I did in college. Yeah, I like how I whispers if the cameras aren't gonna pick it up.
You put NyQuil in a cocktail and drank it in
college? Yes, in college. Yeah. What's
wrong with you?
We used to just like crush caffeine.
NyQuil's
pills.
Legit. NyQuil works. It's fucking good.
It's non-addictive, maybe. You know?
You don't need to do that.
Okay, sorry.
It'll seep out. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You're doing great. You're doing really wonderful.
Fucking beautiful.
You're doing a great job.
We used to make Ritalin coladas. Like, I don't know what to tell
Ritalin
you.
Ritalin
colada? What do you want me to say, Nicole? What?
A Ritalin colada is a viral fucking video.
Thank you.
You crust the rim with Ritalin?
It was legally prescribed.
What does Ritalin do?
What
does Ritalin do?
Oh, it's an ADHD medication.
This is when I tell you I'm like Persian Jewish sheltered. This is what I mean. Like,
well, yeah, but you guys did Ritalin, right?
No!
No, you guys are good in school. Ritalin's a performance drug.
Yeah, it's a study drug. It's like, it's in the Vyvanse.
It's the one of the times I only read a book. I read Grapes of Wrath on fucking Ritalin, like, Dust Bowl, fucking never going to Oklahoma.
Stupid. Let's see where our rice is at. It's probably not done.
Super not done.
I know, but I want him to taste it so he can taste the salt.
How are we on time? If anybody gives us like a wrap it up, Simon,
nope,
man, we'll push.
It's not dumb.
Okay, let's keep
going. But that tastes good.
Yeah, it tastes good. Beautiful.
I could break teeth eating this rice. It tastes that good. Holy shit, that tastes good. Fucking good.
Keep going.
Take a look over your shoulder. Tell me what you think of that bottle of vodka.
Por osos. Oh my, this is, can I try your vodka? Like, I don't mean to.
Oh, did you know it was mine?
Well, I figured it was. It's got two bears on it. I mean,
yep,
you're a bearish
vodka.
Motherfucker.
It's not out yet. We just got it. I would love for you to try it.
I would love to try it, man.
We both liked more of a round flavor. Mm-hmm. We didn't want the vodka to overwhelm you and shout at you in the morning when you're at the airport. We wanted it to go, hey, it's going to be good. We've got your back, buddy.
Nice.
It's your Monday. This is your Monday. We're going to get you home. You're going to have a good dinner tonight. You're going to enjoy your family. You're going to watch Monday Night Football. And you're going to sleep early. You got a gym tomorrow morning. You're going to work out in the morning. Vodka with pepper is like, oh, so we're getting it after it, huh? And you're like, no, I don't need you. Mm-hmm. I need soft vodka.
Do you know what the fuck he's talking about? I have no idea what the fuck
he's talking
about. I don't
know
what's going on.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Can I try your drink?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks
I made
so
you one.
You made me one?
It's literally sitting right there.
Oh,
I'll drink yours. You drink
mine. I'm so sorry. I don't want it.
No, we switched.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want it.
I think I'm the wrong ethnicity.
Like, which one do you think you should be?
Well, black, obviously. But I would be an awesome black dude.
I
would be so good. And I think I'd be an amazing Italian. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be an awesome Chinese person.
Where are you currently?
Just fucking white.
Wait, but hold on, like Italian, that's like...
No, I'm
no,
fucking...
No, but like what are you, Croatian, German?
German-Irish.
Gotcha, but like that's on par with Italian. Also,
Italian
people don't fucking exist.
What?
Italy was not a goddamn country until like the
this
late 1860s. No.
I love this fucking
guy.
Hear me the fuck out.
I fucking love
it. Every Italian...
That's the hashtag. Italy doesn't exist.
Italy doesn't fucking exist. Hear me out. The Kingdom
it
of Italy...
It really does.
It was
it's
so many different kingdoms.
Here, you hear this? Giuliano, get the fuck in here!
No, man, wait, no, where are the...
Definitely exists.
Where am I Italian?
What is he saying?
Are you Italian?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No. He's also my assistant, he has to agree with whatever I say. Anyway, no, but he's Italian, but he's Buffalo Italian. Or like Rochester Italian.
Sinoli,
what's that?
Kind of the bottom portion of the boots.
Are we talking like Sicily, Naples? Like what's the closest major...
I don't know.
Sardinia. You're not Italian!
Well, no, hear me out, because, like, Italians didn't know they were fucking Italian until 1863. A dude named Giuseppe Garibaldi said, fuck it, I'm a unite Italy. He rode a train around invading different kingdoms. They were all different kingdoms. The papacy
was
separate.
That is actually true.
It's 100% true. Unification did not happen until the 1860s.
That's
and
late.
Even
That's pretty
then,
late. You guys are like
late,
the America
man.
Of Europe.
It's super late.
You guys, you know, you guys are, you're like the West Virginia of
I think you exist, and I think Italy exists.
No,
so don't listen to these haters.
This is fucking fire right now.
Okay, so a vast
majority. I'm not even cooking!
A vast majority of Italian-American immigrants, hear me out, they're Southern Italian, right? Like Sicilian, Neapolitan, Sardinian,
et cetera, et cetera.
At some point, there was literally a kingdom called the Kingdom of Two Sicilies, because there are two separate fucking city-states in Italy that couldn't decide who the real Sicily was. They were underneath the fucking Napoleonic, they were underneath the Habsburg Empire, they were underneath Napoleon's rule, all this shit. Like,
this is all factual.
So fucking new.
Josh?
But then there's, what's up?
Shut up.
No, I love it. By the way, hang on. Yeah. This is, because it all was the Ottoman Turks, it is, like, all of that Rome, and it's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. But it's the crazy thing about art. I can help.
You're doing fine, don't worry, I got it.
Would you like me to help?
No, I would love if you make another drink. Can you make another drink?
Oh God, yeah, let me start.
Yeah, it is really good.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I swear to God, I thought five subscriptions.
I'm not even joking. Maybe tops 10. I could not believe when they showed me. I was paying for over 30 subscriptions a month between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services. It was never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I am no longer wasting money on all the apps I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Your savings. Your savings. That's your money. You should save it. You shouldn't be wasting it every month. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Take it from me. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, like me. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/burning. That's rocketmoney.com/burning. rocketmoney.com/burning.
This looks great.
That looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's got to cook a little bit longer, but and I then think what we're
do
in
good
with graces.
These? What do we do with our?
I say we turn that on, slap on some oil, and get to cooking.
Oh, God
damn it! You guys make my show fucking so great, fucking man. Good.
Have us on all the time. We'll this be here all the time.
Saraniola olives. We've been eating the bullshit right, so olives. You got Saranioles over there.
Let's talk. What guests would you for real like to have on, but you're afraid of the internet that they wouldn't like them?
Josh, you go. You're the arbiter for this. You tell them. Because I'll have whoever on.
Because like, I got friends that have been. Like, would you have Rogan on?
Josh? Josh? This is your arena.
Rogan is a controversial dude, by the way.
I love him on Fear Factor.
Listen, man. Listen.
Fear Factor?
Yeah. I love when him and Doug Stanhope hosted the Man Show.
You know he's done other stuff, right?
What?
Fear Factor and fucking.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
His podcast is the biggest thing in the fucking world.
What's a podcast?
What
are you fucking
assholes?
I don't know what that means.
Joe Rogan, would you have him on as a guest?
Yes.
Mix.
Yes.
Mix.
Yes. I don't fucking know. Dude, the internet is the worst goddamn place in the world.
Theo Vaughn.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Shane Gillis.
I actually just saw a special and I loved it.
Shane's he has relatives that have Down syndrome, right?
Yes.
Then yeah. Ooh, Jardinier. Okay.
But Kim Kardashian, would you ever on?
A million percent.
Okay. Kanye.
No. No, fuck that. Yo, okay. Two Jews, like, right. Man, that's tough.
But I love his music.
Oh, yeah, Kanye's a tough one for you guys.
Yeah.
All right, Donald Trump.
Listen, fucking come on. We, like, okay, just for instance, like, where we're at on the internet.
Hang on, just so you know, I didn't vote for you. I probably won't vote for you again. Yo, Donald, serious invite. We're getting fucked up, too. I would love to have Donald Trump on. I would fucking love. I want some locker room talk. Are you fucking kidding me?
That'd be huge.
Fucking keep going. Biden?
So the Donald Trump thing, like, for instance, I'm vehemently against his policies. I think the fact that he was elected president is somewhat of a symptomatic of the downfall.
You don't have to say any of that. You don't have to say any of that.
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the shit that I actually believe as a fucking person. I followed him on Twitter because I wanted to know what the most powerful person in the history of the world was going to say. I want to know if he was threatening nuclear war. I wanted to know. We would get DMs, people would go on Reddit and be like, why is Mythical Chef Josh following Trump?
Because I want to be educated, because I follow people with opposing views to me
course,
all the time.
Dude, of
it's
course.
Necessary.
Just follow
fucking porn stars.
Yeah.
Same. Some of them are really big, some of them are really talented it's home mythical. Cooks.
All right, porn stars. You know? Would you have a porn star on?
Yeah, absolutely. I vehemently support sex work.
Josh used to host a podcast with a porn star.
I used to host a podcast with a porn star and avid foodie. So she used to go by Mia Lee, but then Mia Little. Did a lot of work with Kink.com. She also had an MFA.
Kink.com's legit.
Yeah.
That's good porn stars.
But no,
that's not even porn star stuff, I would argue. Uh-huh. I gotta be honest with you, I think those are just liberators.
Same.
Like the people that, what?
MFA.
How am I doing with this?
Taste it. See if the rice is good.
No, I need to make a cocktail. This is going to happen.
Make a cocktail.
Okay.
How's the rice tasting? Taste is fine, but cooked is what matters.
It's close. It's not there yet.
So let it keep going.
Drop it down to medium low.
Sure, you can drop it down to medium low. Okay. Add a little bit more.
And then how about these? I've got this smoking. I think we're good.
Yeah. Throw them on there. Wine. Oh, wait. Josh.
Yeah.
Should he just throw it on, or should he dab it before he puts it on?
Just throw it on.
You're crazy. Nice. Look at that. Look at that.
Josh, can you try this?
Can you get me
plates? Yes,
chef. Plates? Come on in.
I'm here. What do you want?
I need plates.
Dude.
That's fucking great.
Should we pull it?
I say I drop a little bit of sugar. No. No sugar. Fuck it. Pull it.
Wow. Okay. Look at these.
Wait, I have the literal perfect fucking drink for this.
And look at these. These are perfect.
Those look beautiful.
These look fucking beautiful.
Those are beautiful.
George, thank you so much for pinch hitting on this.
George, you're the best. My wife raised a good kid. The other one, not so great, but this kid. Hey, will you plate them over there?
I'm going to fold some truffle in this, okay?
All right, I think these are, this one might be done.
All righty, let's go ahead and pull
it. You want to feel it?
Oh, thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Just pull it, put it here.
Tell me what you think.
It's good.
Yeah? These maybe. You want to feel this?
No, that needs a little bit more time.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I saw the way that it was squished in between the tongs. Flip them.
Okay.
That's a nice char.
Yeah, it's a nice char.
That's a truffle, so that's a white truffle.
Oh, yeah, Joy, yeah, smell that, though. It
smells like farts.
Yeah, truffle does smell like fart.
Why does it smell like fart? Is it fungus?
Yeah.
Is it a fungus?
Yeah. It's like a mushroom.
God damn it.
No, it's a dishwasher.
I think our risotto's good.
I think it's done.
Do you want to taste the risotto?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Let's pull them. Let's see what we're working with. Okay.
Why are you using a jar?
Well, I couldn't find a cocktail shaker, so I'm using the olive jar. But we're making a Jardiniere martini right now. We're gonna take this, we're gonna strain it in a couple glasses. I like my martinis shaken, not stirred. Get a little bit of agitation in there. So this is the Jardiniere martini. This is Sauv Blanc and vodka shaken with the juice from Jardiniere. So you're gonna get some of that brassica funk in there. This is a hefty drink.
Mmm.
Wow. Josh, that's so good.
That's fucking really good. Stace, try this.
I can make you a virgin one with just the wine.
I don't know. Who just wants a sip of Jardiniere?
Do you think these are good, Josh?
It could use some more dilution. A little bit more shaking would have done well.
Are these okay?
What?
How good is that?
Yeah, it's like mid well. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Do you get that like kind of cauliflower, cabbagey brassica funk?
Yeah.
I dig on that though. And that's a big flavor in like Korean cooking. A lot of stuff's like... A lot of cabbage, a lot of radish-based stuff.
Right.
You get it?
Yes. Everyone get back to... Okay, this
everyone
is off.
Everyone be fucking normal.
This is off.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
I've got this. I've got our plates. Ooh.
Okay.
How's it looking? Is it
good?
Look done?
Look at that. Nice and rosy.
Oh, I love it.
It's gorgeous.
I love cutting it on the dais.
A little bit, yeah.
Is it dais?
Say dais?
Bias?
What is it? I'm drunk. I love cutting things on the bias.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing steak that way. And I loved cooking a big cowboy steak on the bias and then fanning it out and letting people get it that way. It's so much better than making everyone a full steak.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the extra like presentation from yourself. It's like you have gifted somebody something, which is like the fucking essence of cooking, man. That's why I love it.
Make a little saucy sauce.
Yes, sir, copy,
with
copy,
some
copy.
Lime juice, please.
I copy you, chef.
Thank you so much.
Can I use this cutting board or should I?
You can use that cutting board.
That one's fine.
I'm pulling out fresh garlic in there.
Sure.
Chef Bird, I need one clove of garlic stat.
Stat coming up.
Thank you, chef.
This is the prettiest one. This one is pretty.
Okay. All right, now it's go time. Now it's like, let's figure it out. We're gonna make a paste. Damn, this is, what an unassuming knife. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right, give a little shift of nut. Hopefully we're not drunk enough to cut ourselves. Honestly, cooking drunk is like so much easier than cooking sober.
I hate cooking drunk.
I'll give you two just in case. Strike. Oh my God.
How's that taste coming, Josh?
Nicole, you got lime juice over there, chef?
No, I don't.
Yes, I do.
Lime juice, chef.
Thank you,
chef.
Quarter.
Just squirt it. Just give me a good. Ooh, yeah, she's a squirter. Thank you.
And that is just with lime.
Oh, I
that
do.
How does it taste? Okay, yeah.
We're gonna go fresh serranos on top. Fresh serranos on top.
Fresh okay, fine.
On Chef, where's this going? It's on top of the pork.
On top
of the veal.
Of the veal, yes, please.
Here, I'm doing half and half. Half for.
No, you're doing third.
Third.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Hang on, I might need to go to culinary school.
Please don't.
Yo, I ain't go to no culinary school. Look at me, I'm kick-ass.
For real?
Yeah, man.
How do you do
self-taught,
this?
Dude. Fucking
self-taught.
Latchkey kid watching me, Rachel though. Ray all the time. She went to culinary school.
I went to culinary school. At the behest of
my parents. Help this show if I learned how to cook.
You're learning right now. You're learning right now. You don't even know it.
Bert, you got a fresh lime anywhere?
No.
No
but
fresh
limes? I have lime juice. this kitchen's kind of haggard.
This kitchen's great.
Yeah, what we should have is we should have like a consultant come in and go, hey, you know, you definitely should get one of these.
Hey, have you heard of a fucking lime? Grab one of those.
Yeah. You should always have a lime.
What else do you want on this plate?
I feel pretty good gorgeous, about
man. Amazing.
I think it's pretty rad.
Give me a beauty shot.
Let's take a picture of it so we remember it forever.
Take a picture of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
Hey, thank you. I've had so much fun with you guys. I really have had so much fun with you guys. I mean this from my heart. I wish we could do more of these episodes. It's so fun to cook with people that know what the fuck they're doing. Because so often I'm in the weeds and I'm just like, I don't know where I'm at. And this is such a joy. I've gotten a great buzz. I'm so excited for this veal. And this risotto looks fucking amazing. You guys are an absolute joy. Congratulations on all your success. Here, let's try it.
Cheers. Bertson, you said you don't take your shirt off anymore and people complain. Or can you? Would
I'll
you?
Take my shirt off. Mine?
I would gladly.
I don't want to take my shirt off.
Nicole,
is that okay? Serious?
You don't have to. Do I have consent to take my
we
shirt off?
We got you, Stace.
We're doing it. I already got the lab on the skin. There it is.
Okay. All right.
Super comfortable.
I'm in my element.
No, who doesn't want to eat veal with two shirtless men?
I don't know. I don't want to know their
names. Both possibly get spray tanned. Holy, look at that chest. cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
It's pretty fucking good, dude.
This is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
The serrano pepper is really such a nice addition to this.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good time.
What am I tasting? Why do I like that everything compliments itself? The sugar all of a sudden shows up.
Dude, sugar, so like, the reason a lot of people love East Asian food is just the addition of sugar to meat, because you're talking about like, you see that browning on
the lemongrass, the serrano, and the sugar are what are talking to me right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the mint and the basil is that funky little herbal baseline coming in the back, you know? It's a good fucking dish, man.
God damn.
Mm.
This is phenomenal.
I'm going right to the bone. This is excellent. Nicole, great job. Thank you so much for carrying it.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys.
Oh, speaking of which, I should try the risotto.
Yeah, risotto's pretty good.
Yo. The actual marinade on that, and you did that, man. You did the marinade.
You did a great job.
I love what you guys do. It's so beautiful. It's like, just start going. We'll figure it out. It's the same with comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, just start talking. It'll come out. You'll figure it out. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar, salt, more salt, more lime. Let's do lemon.
Yeah.
It just works. Oh, this
was. This is how I got into food in the first place. It was just like drinking with friends, fucking around in college. You know, 10 dudes in a duplex. Let's go buy 20 pounds of beef tongue and see what happens, you know?
Oh my God.
Jasmine lemongrass truffle risotto. Pretty good.
Holy cow.
Pretty good.
This is,
That's fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking risotto, this is drugs food. Like, this doesn't make sense. This is, I don't listen to the Grateful Dead. I don't do a ton of drugs, but people who do a ton of drugs, boy, do they love listening to the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
I feel like you can only understand it. That is what this risotto is right now. There's so many different, the white northern Italian truffle with like lemongrass and basil.
This has a, if you're a Dead fan, this has a Franklin's Tower vibe. I'm being serious. Franklin's Tower is a fun, kind of playful song that doesn't, it doesn't need to crescendo. It just fucking does.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you lose yourself in it. And that's what's great about this risotto. And that's the smartest thing I've ever said on the show. But you have to be a Grateful Dead fan, like a legit Grateful Dead fan, and you'll understand how good this risotto is. Truffles are Jerry Garcia. The risotto is Bob Weir, but truffles are Jerry Garcia. Oh, fuck, man. That's smart as fuck. Does anyone follow the Dead here? No one?
Go hit the streets, find a deadhead, bring him in, see if we can confirm.
God damn it.
I'm going to listen to that song on my walk home.
This fucking risotto is so good. Stace, want to try a bite?
Stace, you should really try it.
Try it, Stace.
Wait, do we have fresh truffle that we can jam on the bite?
I have it on this. This has that bite.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
see it in there?
Just think like drugs food.
Mmm. Right.
It don't quite make sense. Yeah.
God, that's really good.
That's fucking really good.
Have a piece this? Of veal. Have a piece this? Of veal. Please. Can you make sure there's a serrano on there? Nope. Thank you. I wanted to have the full experience. She deserves it. She works so hard.
Imagine if we had fish last.
I know.
Mmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dummy good.
That's what I cooked. I feel like this meal is like when I Photoshop pictures of my dick and send it to Tom.
Yeah, smart.
And then he goes, God, you look great. And then I go, I don't know. You guys are my dick Photoshop. Thank you.
Well, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to
this
me.
This is...
There's nothing I want more in this life.
You guys are a pure joy to be around. You really are. I've laughed this whole time. I've done zero work. I did nothing. And I am having one of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life. With the best cocktails. My only hope is that we wrap this up and you make us all one more cocktail just to close out. And we don't even film it. We just have a cocktail.
I will gladly do that.
Deal.
Also, I know where you live, and I'm walking distance, so I'm just showing up.
Oh, by the way, this isn't my house.
Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.